Hi, I'm Romeo Caparasa from Tax Accounting Adelaide. I help small businesses with business coaching and all sorts of small business problems. And you've probably heard part one of my what you can do to help increase the value of your business. And you're now back listening to part two. If you do want any more information, please check my website, which is taxaccountingadelaide.com. In this second part, I'm going to go through some more details on what you can do to, increase the long-term value of your business. And I must admit, it's not an easy process. It does take time, and this is why my philosophy is that you really do need to start to plan and improve the quality of business factors which improve the value of the business from the start, because there's no way you can get these things done at the last minute and have your car or your business shipshape and ready to sell abundant in value on the market. It'll take years to develop processes and systems and quality of your business, which will ultimately affect the value of your business. I want to just talk a little bit about why you should be selling. A lot of people want to sell because they're getting close to retirement. They're getting sick of what they're doing. They're frustrated with the results. They're typically not getting much results for their business. They have difficulty employing the right people. Having trouble getting a good return on their time. They never seem to have time. That's not the reason to sell. That's generally not going to be a good time to sell when you're in that position. I'd say when you're in that position, you need to get back and work on some of the factors I said in part one to drive up the value of your business before you try and sell. Another typical reason people give as well, which I forgot to mention, was there's too much competition. The other important thing I think people should think of when they're a business owner is looking at overall their net worth and seeing how that's distributed among assets. And typically a lot of business owners have a heavy amount of investment in their business, and this isn't ideal. What I'd suggest to people in this situation is to try and diversify the risk of their assets in their net worth to other areas other than their business, or they can downsell some of their assets in their business so that the distribution of their wealth is a little bit more even across more things than just their business. Obviously, if you are heavily weighted towards all your assets in the one business, you are at risk of, if anything does go bad in your business, you can lose a lot of your wealth through your business. So that's something to consider and to minimize the risk of losses in all your assets, particularly if you're dominant in business assets. An important question is, when is the best time to sell? To really answer this question, you need to sort of know the typical kind of cycle of what happens in a life cycle of a business. You typically start up, and things are usually a bit hard at the startup. Then you probably progress out of this stage and move into better times or good times. And you then move into probably a section where, you've paid back the capital you've invested in the business, and you probably start to think, I'm doing a lot better than I thought it would, and things can be quite good. This particular phase here is probably a good time to start to think about selling the business. If you can sell at this time, it's not a bad time to sell, or you can actually sell down some of your business, so selling off portions or parts of your business at this section, at phase of the business is a good idea. Whether you sell off anything in that phase or not, you can then move into what's more of a growth phase, which sometimes grows in terms of people and capital. And typically this can be quite a challenging time of growth for a business. Kind of where a lot of business owners think, oh, there's a lot more headaches now. And I'm not making as much money as I probably was when I was simpler. You probably typically heard a lot of business owners sort of talking about that phase. And this isn't a good time to sell, because you've actually created more problems. You need to then push through this phase and invest and develop further in your time and quality and procedures of the business, so that you grow to what's a more mature phase of the business, which is actually typically more automated. The entrepreneur's a little bit more detached, so that the business runs itself without it. And again, the entrepreneur is a little bit more hassle-free, having time to concentrate on running the army rather than being the army. Now, when an entrepreneur gets to this point, again, this is a great time to consider selling your business. The next thing I want to look at is who do you sell your business to? I believe that you shouldn't be just putting it out there that you suddenly want to sell a business. It should be within the 3 to 5 year mark before that, or a little bit earlier if you're running really well. You should be out there networking and mixing with people who may be interested in one day acquiring the business of yours. So what you should be doing is having a relationship sale with potential buyers. What I mean by this is you're going to have potential joint venture situations where other businesses may see how strong your business is in certain sections and see how valuable some of the areas of your business may be in merging into them or being acquired with you. They may also be dealing firsthand with the quality of your staff, the reliability of your systems, and seeing how well automated and, you know, experiencing the power of the quality of your brand and position in the market. Next question I want to look at is how to prepare for selling your business. A lot of this was covered in part one when I went through some of the key factors which drive up the value of the multiplier in valuing your business. But overall, you need to make sure your business is working ship shape and working at the best of its ability. And as I said before, the factors which drive up your value of your business are things which take time to work on, and they need to be developed on, you know, through your business plan. And say for instance your board meetings, and they need to be worked on over a period of many years. These things aren't just going to happen overnight, and that makes sense because you're not actually going to get millions of dollars in terms of the value of your business without some significant work and operating some top line service techniques and business principles. Obviously a business which is running at quite an automated level where you know, there's not too much involvement from the entrepreneurs. They've got good systems and good people running and making great decisions and building profits, and also better systems continually are going to be the kind of business you want to have that will actually attract high value for business sale. A business obviously which has done some of these things compared to a business which hasn't done these things, there's obviously going to be a fair bit of difference in the value of those two businesses. Obviously you're going to want one who's worked on itself, made itself short, sharp and shiny, fast, light machine with great procedures, people, and very automated and working well and got a great reputation and brand, and finds clients quickly and easily, as compared to one who is still developing these or hasn't started doing some of these. I obviously know which one I'd rather buy, and you would as well, and that obviously has a big impact on the value of the business. I just want to use the example of when you buy a car. You know, you obviously want the one that's had the logbook and the records, because it documents what it's been doing to itself over the years. The business, when it's been sold, is exactly the same. And the way you can have the logbook for your business is to have an ongoing business plan which is updated and dynamic and growing with the business, and you keep, you know, basically the logbook of how your business has progressed and developed over the years. And I'd also just suggest using someone like me to regularly attend, say, monthly board meetings with your board, and having a board actually document, you know, the actions that the business is going through, the problems it's sorting out and overcoming, and the steps it's taking to automate itself and build, you know, the factors which are driving up its value and in terms of business value. This is where someone like me as a business coach or accountant can have an external point of view and take on board some of the business problems you're having on a monthly basis, looking back at some of the problems and then working out a strategy to look forward and make, you know, better future for the business and sort out some of these problems, as well as driving up profits and the value of the business. I also insist on maintaining a business plan and making sure that this is an integral, dynamic, working document for your organisation in terms of building profits and driving up its value of the business. So overall, you just need to have a strategy in place for working on the factors that, you know, will drive up the value of your business and sticking to those. If it helps, you know, find someone like me who's a business coach and obviously experienced more business consultant who can actually help you stay accountable to some of these goals and get you there as fast as possible. I want to look at the next question, which is how much should your business be selling for? This is obviously a question which I've already alluded to before. It's the actual valuation process is quite complex, and the way we value the multiplier is something I don't specialise in, but actually, you know, have a fair idea about. What we need to do is look at, you know, just the quality of the business so that you can maximise the value of the business. Obviously, the more interested people you have in buying your business, that's obviously a key factor in driving up the value of your business as well. And this is where I mentioned before that, you know, it should be a relationship sale where you're looking at, you know, promoting the benefits of your business, the strengths of it in the lead up to selling your business, so that there are more than one person interested in buying your business when it is eventually for sale. Obviously, you would have been working on improving your profits and improving the quality of, you know, your business, so that the multiplier effect will actually increase the value of your business. And obviously these take time to build, so you need to, as I said in part one, really start increasing the quality of your business so that you're building value to it, you know, from the outset of your business, so that you are, you know, getting closer to building up huge value in your business from day one. And as I said, these things are things which take a long time to develop, so you can actually put some hard yards, and the journey of 1,000 miles starts with steps from the outset. I did mention also that the importance of, you know, typically a lot of businesses just have one product line and have one main distribution channel. So if you can diversify having more than one product line into maybe two or three different industries, and having two or three main distribution channels, you are going to increase the value of your business significantly. Yeah, if you are considering selling your business, I recommend you have a talk to me. I'm available to have an hour consultation with you initially for free, so you can get to know me and discuss some of the thoughts and ideas you have on selling your business. I can also speak to you about getting a valuation of your business done, and also referring you to a great business broker, as well as obviously getting your business ready for sale, which is quite important. I'd recommend that we have a realistic strategy of time whereby we can get your business ready for a sale, and I can also give you a realistic idea of, you know, where it can go from being, you know, a wheel-shaped business to an excellent business. And this may be, you know, can you know, if your multiplier of your business valuation is only a 1 or a 2, then if you can, you know, get that up to say 6, then you're going to triple the value of your business. So I can't stress enough how important it is to speak to someone like me and start working on a strategy to get your business value up. Thank you for listening to my two parts of what to do to maximize the value in your business. Once again, my name is Romeo Caparaso, and you can check out more details about me at taxaccountingadelaide.com, and you can also contact me on 08 8337 4460, and thank you for listening to my talk.